This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
That means, not a joke, everybody, that's why we were defeated in 2018 when they tried to do it. We went to 54 states.
Man's practicing fuzzy math again.
Now, I'm pretty good mathematicians. Five won't go into two.
No.
But five goes into five once.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I will be short and sweet. How come things were better under President Trump? Food was lower, gas was lower, and now...
Candy prices are expected to be up 14% this year, and some of our favorite candies are getting more expensive. Crunch bars up 6%, Butterfinger up 7%.
And as those prices soar, the packaging is shrinking.
You mean shrinkage?
Known as shrinkflation.
Significant shrinkage.
So you feel you were shortchanged?
Yes.
My candy, my beautiful candy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. For all you haters out there, the tie is gone. It'll be back in a couple of weeks, though. I resent the attacks on my tie's masculinity. It's a manly man tie, and I like it, and I'll wear it again. And it's partially orange, but it's Halloween. It's Halloween. All right. 844-500-4242. We'll play some Brandon Cutts this hour. And we're going to talk about the Atlantic Monthly, which is one of the gospels of the deep state. They are now suggesting that it's time for a panic amnesty. So everyone who said horrible things about their fellow Americans, unless you're Donald Trump or Alex Berenson or Scott Atlas or Marty McCary, those people can still be gone after. But if you're one of the beautiful people, there has to be an amnesty. You were trying to help your fellow citizens by getting them fired and saying they should be thrown into prison or that they should be prevented from working for a living or probably even driving a car. You were just trying to do the right thing. It's time to move on. Moveon.org. 844-500-4242. Time now for the chump line.
Halloween, where the dead come back to life. Now, thanks to early voting, they don't have to wait till next Tuesday to cast their ballots.
That's right. We must be prepared. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. Eternal vigilance is the price of free elections. By the way, did you see that they've in Florida, they busted a giant ballot harvesting scheme in Orlando, Orange County? An unsuccessful Democrat candidate for county commissioner said that they buy votes in the black neighborhoods in Orlando for $10 a vote, and it goes on for months before the election. So it's in Howie's homework. If you want to check it out, check out the story.
You know inflation is bad when even the number of states is increasing.
Yeah, but is it increasing or decreasing? Because it's the states are worthless now. Remember, Obama said there were 57 states. But again, you know,
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
So there were 58 states back in 2008. Now, how many are there now, Joe?
And by the way, if they do, that means, not a joke, everybody, that's why we were defeated in 2018 when they tried to do it. We went to 54 states.
Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. It's my go-to drink to keep me going throughout the afternoon. It reduces your acid. It's just good for you. You'll like it. You'll enjoy it. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
Brandon says he campaigned in 54 states in 2018. He was including, of course, the state of denial, the state of confusion, the state of disrepair, and the sorry state of affairs.
That's good. That's true. Especially the sorry state of affairs. The Democrats carried that with 92% of... They got 82 million votes out of the sorry state of affairs.
I'm not sure why Dr. Jill chose my Halloween costume this year. I'm going to dress up as Woodrow Wilson.
Again, for those of you who cut your American history classes, look up Edith Wilson. And she was the wife of Woodrow Wilson after, and before and after he had the stroke. But she didn't want anything to happen to her gig at the her nice setup at the White House. So even though he was not really all there, but I think he was. You know, that's a question. Who was more together in his final years, Woodrow Wilson or Joe Biden? I'm voting for Woodrow Wilson. I don't think there's too much question about it, actually.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, what a great costume you're wearing on the Rumble Cam. Let me guess. Mike Barnicle. No, glasses aren't thick enough. Patrick Leahy. No, you look older. That's it. Burgess Meredith from Grumpy Old Men. Nice job, you geezerly goblin. We're going to be fine.
I didn't come here to be made sport of. I was dressed very nicely today.
I thought maybe there's a moral.
No, there ain't no moral. I just like that story.
Come on!
Howie, with Election Day turning into Election Month, is it wrong to want as much security in a federal election ballot as I have in a $1 lottery ticket?
That's a good point, actually. Did you see Joe Biden voted early voting in Delaware? He took his granddaughter with him, one of Beau's daughters. 18 years old, her first ballot cast, but I don't think it was the first time that Dementia Joe had ever touched her, where he touched her. Maybe it was the first time he ever did it in public. It was very, very creepy. And by the way, remember you were talking about Jim Crow 2.0? Did you notice he had to produce a driver's license to vote? He had to hand that to the warden? You know, just like I have to do down in Florida now, after never having done it once in all the years I voted in Massachusetts. And you know what? I didn't mind it a bit. I didn't consider it voter suppression. I didn't consider it a form of a poll tax. It made me feel all warm inside, knowing that there was no cheating going on.
Forgive the COVID idiots. Not if they won't forgive me for being a boomer rube.
You know what? That is a perfect response. Yeah. And you know, and again, they want to throw you in jail for being an election denier, but when they're an election denier, it's okay for them to lie to the secret FISA courts in order to keep the scam going.
According to experts, the most frightening costume this season will not be a ghost, a goblin, or even a ghoul, but in fact, just a blue donkey holding a sign that says, "I want to help."
Yeah. By the way, did you see that one of John Fetterman's signs was allegedly torched this weekend? It was an amazing thing. The sign was burning from left to right, and the ground below it was on fire too. And they just happened to be there at the right time. You could still see the Fetterman lettering. You just could see the white spot was the only thing that was burning. And 10 minutes after they came up with this terrible hate crime against John Fetterman, they were out with a fundraising plea. I was reminded of when James Michael Curley was running for governor in Massachusetts, I think in 32 or 34. And he was running behind the Yankee candidate. He wanted to get out his Catholic vote. So you know what happened? He had a rally out in Western Mass, and a night rally, and someone lit up a cross, a burning cross. It was, and you know who lit it up? Curley's people. Everyone agrees on that. But it, you know, history repeats itself. First it was James Michael Curley, now it's John Fetterman. Fetterneck.
Here's hoping Barry O keeps batting 1,000 in his support for losers.
Yeah. Yeah, he went to bat for Whitmer. He went to bat for Warnock. He went to bat for Fetterneck. I hope he goes 3 for 3, or should I say 0 for 3.
Howie, before you commit to that $240 blue check mark, just know that 6 orders of fried clams at Woodman's.
I know. I think I got a little time to think about it. I'm not sure what I'll do.
I wonder what Elon Musk enjoys more, being the richest person on the planet or the most qualified to drive a liberal crazy.
You know, with that tweet yesterday about to Hillary Clinton about Paul Pelosi, where he sent the thing from the Santa Monica website, he surpassed Trump. I don't think Trump ever drove them as crazy with one particular tweet as he did with that one tweet. And I know he deleted it, which Trump would never do under any circumstances, but he's just starting out. He got off to a really good start as the CEO and one and only director of Twitter.
Lovey, I can't believe that Gerald Lee Lewis has shed his mortal coils. I remember his classic songs such as Light My Fire, Tutti Frutti, and Shake, Rattle, and Roll, as well as his time with Dean Martin. That said, I'm glad he won't be shaking us down for donations anymore with those awful telethons. He may have snookered his old partner Dean Martin, but he never got John Forbes Kerry to donate to charity. Telethons, how tacky.
I can't remember the name of John Kerry's band at St. Paul's School back in the day when he was class of 61 with Robert Mueller. I dare say, though, they didn't play too many, they didn't cover too many Jerry Lee Lewis songs in that band.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show, and you can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. Oh, The Electras. Probably a Four Freshmen type band. Only that's unfair to the Four Freshmen. I apologize for that comment. The Electras, the Buick Electras. Now they'd never call themselves the Electras because they'd call themselves the Teslas or something. No, they wouldn't even. No, they called the Volts. Maybe the Volts. Volt for Kerry. All right. Anyway. Yeah, if you didn't hear your message or you just want to hear a second Chump Line of the day, that would be the Chopped Chumps. Chopped Chumps is where we put all the messages that we didn't have room for just now. And you can get Chopped Chumps at around 7 p.m. every night Eastern Time, weeknights, at wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
Forgive the COVID idiots, not if they won't forgive me for being a boomer rube.
Or a deplorable, or a redeemer, or a bitter clinger, or just plain American. How about that? They won't forgive you for being an American, but now they want you to just issue a blanket pardon for all of their crimes against humanity, as they say. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Per weekend CBS News poll, how would you describe the situation today in the U.S.? Under control or out of control?
Out of control. Totally.
98% say out of control.
All right. 844. I knew that way that wasn't going to run, but it's just good to see it, you know? It's just good to see that CBS even can't prop up the regime anymore. 844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hi there, Howie. Just want a quick question here regarding ballot question number four regarding illegals' right to. You know, we went through a massive effort to get the ballot question on the ballot, yet
yes.
No one's talking about it. And I'm not even hearing on the show either. What's up with that?
No, I'm pushing it. I've been pushing it in my column, and I'm glad you brought it up because there's a question right now. Question four is whether or not illegal aliens should have the right to get a driver's license in Massachusetts starting next July 1st. And I say no. We worked hard to get it on the ballot. And there's a new story. There's a new story. Last week we were talking about the fact that an old man, a 77-year-old man in Medford, had been run down, I think on Mystic Avenue, and the driver was arrested and charged with being an unlicensed operator. So of course we knew what the story was. But now we know. This is from the Herald on Saturday. An illegal alien once caught at the southern border faces deportation after he was involved in an accident that killed an elderly pedestrian in Medford in a case that some is saying is a prime example of why question four needs to be rejected. Everton Candido, 19, a Brazilian national, was arrested Sunday, arraigned, and bailed Monday. He killed somebody driving illegally while he had absconded from immigration authorities in California when he was picked up crossing the border to come over here and go on welfare, and they don't and he was let go the next day from district court. District court. How much could his bail have been? You kill an American and your bail is $50. No wonder a majority of people in that CBS poll say that the Democrats love illegal alien criminal thugs more than they like American law-abiding citizens who pay taxes. ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, said the illegal alien killer was granted bail after his arrest without notification to ICE. Therefore, immigration authorities were unable to lodge an immigration detainer with the jail. They picked him up in Somerville the next day.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. This is an amazing column in the Atlantic.com. I think people will be talking about this on the conservative websites. You're not going to see MSNBC and CNN. They're not going to touch this one with a 10-foot pole. It's the Atlantic, again, is one of the formerly a well-respected magazine. Now it's just a mouthpiece for Steve Jobs' widow, a billionaire. It's deep state it's kind of like the Bible of the deep state, even more so than the New York Times. Let's declare a pandemic amnesty. Again, you know who they want the amnesty for? Fauci. And does Joe Biden get any? Is he covered in the amnesty for saying you shouldn't take the vaccination and then saying that, you know, you should be banned from polite society if you don't take the vaccination? Does he get an amnesty? How about Kamala Harris for saying she didn't trust the government? And of course, Fauci. And how about Charlie Parker in Massachusetts, Andrew Cuomo in New York, Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, Phil Murphy in New Jersey, Jabba the Hutt Pritzker in Illinois? Katie Brown in Oregon? Do they all get amnesty for this? For their insanity? Their draconian, totalitarian, authoritarian measures that were insane on their face? So this is a woman, she teaches at Brown University, by the way, so you can see where she's coming from, right? The hell is her name? I forget. Anyway, but it's in April 2020, with nothing else to do, my family took an enormous number of hikes. That's good. You know what I was doing in April 2020? I was going to work. We all wore cloth masks that I had made myself. We had a family hand signal, which the person in the front would use. We need some music behind this, Taylor. I don't know what we need. Something really goofy. We had a family hand signal, which the person in the front would use if someone was approaching on the trail and we needed to put on our masks. Once, when another child got too close to my then 4-year-old son on a bridge, he yelled at her, "Social distancing!" Now, here comes the confession. It's like you're in the 12-step program. My name is, Mindy. Let's call her Mindy. My name is Mindy, and I'm a panicaholic. These precautions were totally misguided. In April 2020, no one got the coronavirus from passing someone else hiking. Outdoor transmission was vanishingly rare. But the thing is, we didn't know. Actually, I knew. Did you know? I knew this was BS. I knew social distancing was BS. The plexiglass, the contact tracing. I knew it was nonsense. I've been reflecting on this lack of knowledge thanks to a class I'm co-teaching at Brown University on COVID. We've spent several lectures reliving the first year of the pandemic, discussing the many important choices we had to make under conditions of tremendous uncertainty. You know, the only question they had to make is, will this knock Donald Trump out? That's what it all boiled out to, ultimately. No one will ever admit that, but that's what it boiled down to. They knew this was crap. They knew it was BS. Well, all you had to do was see those first couple of charts from Massachusetts or from anywhere else where most of the 90%, 80% of the people were over the age of 80 and they had comorbidities. And you knew this was nonsense. Some of the choices turned out to be better than others. To take an example close to my own work, there was an emerging, if not universal, consensus that schools in the U.S. were closed for too long. I would say that's universal, honey. The health and risks of in-school spread were relatively low. They were vanishingly low. Whereas the cost to students' well-being and educational progress were high. But in the spring and summer of 2020, we had only glimmers of information. Again, I go back to those charts that before they buried them on the Department of Public Health chart. The chart for the people over 80 with comorbidities was this high. The chart for kids was this low. Reasonable people who cared about children and teachers, advocated on both sides of the reopening debate. No, people who cared about children said open the schools. The teachers' unions said keep them shut down so we can stay in the Caribbean doing our Zoom calls, having frosty drinks with umbrellas in them, and going, ha ha, Not all teachers, but some. Another example, vaccines. Many people in public health were either neutral or expressed a J&J preference. This misstep wasn't nefarious. It was the result of uncertainty. Yeah, normally you don't put out vaccines until you've tested them. And, you know, there's an old saying, I think from the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm. Did you remember that at all? Listen to this. Obviously, some people intended to mislead and made wildly irresponsible claims. Remember when the public health community had to spend a lot of time on resources urging Americans not to inject themselves with bleach? This is a way of saying, we can't say it anymore because he turned out to be right, but it was all Trump's fault. Trump never told anybody to inject themselves with bleach, okay? Okay, you're spreading more disinformation, honey. But most errors were made by people who were working in earnest for the good of society. Totalitarians always say they were working in earnest for the good of society when the war crimes tribunal trial begins. Given the amount of uncertainty, almost every position was taken on every topic. And on every topic, someone was eventually proven right and someone else was proven wrong. Proven right? Alex Berenson. Rand Paul. Proven wrong? Dr. Fauci. Brandon. Kamala Harris. Charlie Parker. Gretchen Whitmer. Andrew Cuomo. Phil Murphy. In some instances, the right people were right for the wrong reasons. Oh, that's paging Donald Trump again. You've got another mention. He was right for the wrong reasons. In other instances, they had a prescient understanding of the available information. Who would that be? Who would that be? The people who got it right for whatever reason may want to gloat. Is it time for Tucker Carlson, perhaps? Berenson, McCary, Atlas? We've had a lot, you know what? We've had all these people on the show one time or another. Not Tucker for a long time, but all the others. Those who got it wrong for whatever reason may feel defensive and retrench into a position that doesn't accord with the facts, or they may want to take early, not so early retirement if they're Dr. Fauci. 844-500-4242. I got more to read, but let's take a few calls on this. This is the opening salvo. I guess the opening salvo was Fauci saying he was going to retire. They want a blanket amnesty for everybody. Now, this is it. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for taking this head on, too. This story in The Atlantic, they want to shake the extra sketch and have a redo. I don't think so. This is what's driving, you know, this
good
is
way
what's
to
driving
put it.
A lot. This is the drumbeat, Howie, really, that's driving a lot of us parents to the voting booth this year. The overreach they did, not just that, but Christians, too. The way they attacked our churches and may they look at the numbers of the fourth graders and their reading capabilities. They attacked our
How about restaurants, barbershops, nail salons, AA meetings? Everybody who was a legitimate American citizen was tortured beyond belief by these idiots.
We cannot forget. We never can forget what they did and the freedoms that we gave up. I mean, we're still fighting to get them back. Our colleges, our military, our Coast Guard. This is the drumbeat that's going to get us to the voting booth, Howie. And thank you so much for keeping this going, because this is important to
thank
me
you.
And many other people.
I wasn't even planning on doing anything about this, but when I saw it today, this column is so outrageous. And I don't even think she understands how much she's given away here, how much she's admitting. But she's admitting the whole scam. And now you're right. Alan's absolutely right. They just want to shake up the Etch-a-Sketch and start over again. Like, you know, again, she spent the time taking hikes. How about the people whose businesses were destroyed? How about the people who couldn't go to church, who couldn't go to their relatives' funerals, who couldn't go to their parents' nursing homes before they died? They don't get to do their Etch-a-Sketches, do they? Monique, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Monique.
And you were rattling off all the people who did it wrong, including Cuomo and Fauci. And please let me add Governor Gina Raimondo, who in Rhode Island for months on end had some of the highest deaths in nursing homes because she studiously refused to look at the data. And that's the whole, there was no innocent mistakes here. In order to do what they did, they studiously disregarded the data. The data, as you say, was known from the beginning who this impacted. And there was one person who will always be my hero, and I know that it's probably wrong to say this, but Governor DeSantis, instead of doing what Gina Raimondo did, which was to shove all the patients into the nursing home, he said, wait a minute, let's look at the data. Oh, my God, this affects older people. We are going to keep the COVID patients out of the nursing home. And so for that reason, he sat and he took 5 minutes, he used his head, and he did the right thing, and he probably saved thousands and thousands of our grandparents. And meanwhile, Gina Raimondo and people like her were just sticking patients into nursing homes for months on end. And it you know, as I said, just a deplorable studious.
How about when Gina Raimondo, how about when she said she was going to, she had the state police stopping any cars with New York state license plates from coming into the state? I mean, a total, absolute 100% violation of the U.S. Constitution. You know, and free interstate travel and commerce. She totally, and the ACLU, until they were called by, I believe, the Providence Journal, they had no stand on it. They were okay with it. They were okay with her violation of civil liberties. And it made, and again, it made no sense. Because a lot of, if you flew in to New York Airport and you're a Rhode Island resident, you might rent a car to get back to Rhode Island. And it's just a rented car, and you're not going to let a Rhode Island resident back into their own state. None of it made any sense. And now Gina Raimondo has a job in the Brandon cabinet. None of them have paid Cuomo has paid a bit of a price, but there was other things he paid a price for. Charlie Parker couldn't run for re-election mainly because of this, but very few of them have paid any price. I hope. Murphy was narrowly reelected or selected, depending on how you look at it. I mean, but I hope Pritzker and Whitmer get knocked off next Tuesday. It's I guess a pipe dream to think Newsom would lose, but he should lose. He's one of the biggest screw ups. Katie Brown is gone, but I think it was a term limit deal with her. All these people deserve to be summarily ejected from public office and shunned from polite society for what they did. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. The holidays are right around the corner and I'm ready. Why? I use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious chef-crafted recipes and more right to my door so I can skip that extra grocery store trip and actually relax and enjoy this special time of the year. With over 35 weekly recipes to choose from, there's always something new to try. Saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeouts. HelloFresh's 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. Patrice always keeps me informed about her latest orders from HelloFresh, and she sent me something today about what she and her husband Bill had last night. We made Greek goddess bulgur bowls with roasted chickpeas, harissa, hummus, and cucumber feta salad. We added our own chicken. The harissa, a Tunisian spice, was amazing. It turned the roasted chickpeas into something magical. That might turn out to be our most favorite HelloFresh meal ever. Would definitely buy the ingredients to make it again. Very glad to have the recipe card on this one. I mean, that's the thing, you know, You learn how to make new meals, and they give you the recipe card. So if you decide to make it on your own, you don't have to order again from HelloFresh, but you've learned how to make a new meal. And it's always good to break up the routine that you've been engaged in for years. It's always nice to have a change of pace, especially if the change of pace works out always. And it always does with HelloFresh. Check out HelloFresh. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie65 and use code Howie65 for 65% off plus free shipping. That's code Howie65 for 65% off plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpet bagger. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
I swear they was spooks, spooks, spooks. I know they was spooks, 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 spooks.
407 says, remember when they were checking for cars from Massachusetts at Rhode Island golf courses? Because I remember they tracked one of them down to a McDonald's. They made a pinch in a McDonald's. I'd forgotten all about that.
Because how do they know that person wasn't using the McDonald's parking lot to look up golfing tips?
Or Wi-Fi for his kids. Maybe he had the kid in the trunk that was using the Wi-Fi. Because Charlie Parker was bribed to reopen Mass courses. Made no sense. Hey, I don't want you speaking ill of Charlie Parker. He wasn't bribed to reopen the Massachusetts courses. He was lobbied by the lobbyist for the golf courses, who happened to be the former district attorney of Suffolk County, who had decided to broom the case, the groping case of his son, A.J. Gropey Baker, on the JetBlue flight from D.C. That's get your facts straight. That's how it was such a scam. And Charlie Parker never gave $52,000 back that he got from the nursing home operators in Massachusetts. And the unindicted co-conspirator got back, he got $45,000 he never gave back. And pay-to-play Polito got over $30,000 she never gave back. But they did pass a bill indemnifying all the nursing homes for all the deaths that took place. Another 407 here, 404. We couldn't have a funeral for my 66-year-old brother, April 2020. He had a massive heart attack. They said he died of COVID-19. Remember that loudmouth Howard Stern who wanted people arrested who didn't take the jab? Now we find out a new Harvard study says vaccines don't work at all, but Paxlovid did. Isn't that special? You mean Paxlovid, as Brandon calls it? Here's Michelle Wu. You know, very, very, you know, our bodies ourselves, except for when you want to take a vaccine. Cut 29.
But for every person who is not vaccinated, who needs then to go to the hospital because they've contracted COVID, who is drawing on the resources of our healthcare system, of our health insurance system, of taxpayer dollars, this is something that we need to start taking action towards.
How about illegal aliens, Michelle Wu? You feel the same way about illegal aliens? This is Liana Nguyen. I think she's on CNN. She's had a change of heart like this woman at The Atlantic. Cut 28.
You have the option to not get vaccinated if you want, but then you can't go out in public. Because when you go out in public, you have the potential of infecting other people with a potentially deadly disease. Just like you can choose to drink in private if you want, but if you get behind the wheel of a car and can endanger other people, there is an obligation by society to prevent you from doing that.
That is pure insanity, what she just said. 508, removing the basketball hoops was my favorite. There were so many. We're going to have to get back to this. We got to talk to a candidate, and then we're going to do Let's Go Brandon, but we're going to come back to this tomorrow. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.